calling, chosen and told of a purpose. If you have grace, you have a purpose, by Barry Bennett, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. 2 Timothy 1:9. Praise God that grace comes with a purpose. Once we understand that we're loved and accepted, then we're equipped to fulfill God's purpose for our lives. This theme is found throughout the New Testament. The grace of God reached Paul with a purpose. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness. Acts 26:16. The grace of God works for good to them who are called according to His purpose. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. What is the purpose for your life? Grace is available for you to walk in that purpose. Unique giftings and motivations are within that must be tapped and developed. God has things for you to do. True peace, joy, and faith are only realized to the degree that we understand our purpose. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2:8 and 10. Grace through faith saves us. But then what? That same grace leads us into good works that God has purposed for us. To preach grace and not preach purpose doesn't get the job done. We need to discover our unique purpose and pursue it with the grace of God as our strength. Our purpose includes our relationships, our children, our jobs, and our influence in a fallen world. There is grace for you. You are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. You are one of a kind and of infinite value in the kingdom.